This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Bodo Sieber is the CEO of Tag Marshall. Now, Tag Marshall is a pace of play and field optimizing system. We'll find out what all of that means. Bodo is joining us from South Africa today. It's a pleasure to welcome Bodo Sieber to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Bodo.
John, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you for doing this. Before we get to what Tag Marshall does, tell me how Tag Marshall came about.
Well, you can take a wild guess here. the cause is obviously a very frustrating round of golf. And the realization that management at the course that people were playing at had absolutely no clue how bad the situation was outside on round about the 15th hole. So when there were three or four groups backed up and they had a number of holes of constant waiting and frustration, one of the players was a good friend of mine, phoned management and realized that they were completely in the dark. Personally, I come from a business intelligence and sort of corporate software development background, and we very quickly established that there was an opportunity to bring that sort of data-geared efficiencies system into the golf space. And we invested in a software in which we introduced at the 2015 PGA Show. And we were very lucky, and shortly afterwards, we had one of the pioneering innovators in the U.S. golf space, that is Aaron Hills, who famously hosted the U.S. Open just a few weeks ago, came on and signed up for our software. And we have grown from strength to strength ever since, and now we're on over 50 courses all over the globe.
Here's what one of the things that fascinates me about your story, Bodo, is we are, in this country, concerned with pace of play, obviously. But we, in this country, always hear that everywhere in the world plays faster than we do. So are you telling me pace of play is a problem all over the world?
It is, yes, but it's also an opportunity.
Okay. Right.
And this is why we exist, yes.
All right, tell me how Tag Marshall works.
Well, the way it works is we're a business tool. So we, like I said, we're business to business. We are giving the course the tool set that is necessary to run an efficient field. So how it works is that we basically track all the playing groups with a little tracking device. So that happens via clip-on to a golf bag of a walking group, or obviously can get installed in a cart, or just handed to a caddy. It depends on the facility. And those tracking devices give us very exact and accurate geolocation information. So we know where everyone is at any given time. And so what we're doing is we're taking this information input it into our system, which runs a series of algorithms and sort of machine learning decision engines that then works out what is the biggest risk onto the field at any given time in terms of the groups that are out there. So what we're looking at is which groups are off the pace, and then we've got a series of algorithms that determine which group has got the most negative trend, which group impacts other groups, which group is delayed by another one, so they're off the pace, but it's not their fault. And very, very quickly, a very clear picture emerges that then gets translated onto a tablet or an iPad or a computer screen that the course management and the player assistants have access to, and they get alerts, and they can go to the exact challenge that they're facing in terms of the pace out there and go and have a constructive conversation, because they can show the players you know, that they've potentially been watching them, and can they not help keep a positive pace? And this is generally a positive interaction. And so it helps the course be very accurate around this. And obviously that very quickly starts showing itself in the results, which is a reduced average round time, and also a much more consistent round time. So you don't get those days where things go really bad, which every golfer loves to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the other opportunity is just efficiencies right through. So we can do a much smarter and better job with less labor and with less effort, because yes, there are traditional ways of managing the pace, but they're incredibly complex and labor intensive. And yeah, so it was just a very clear opportunity to bring data into the space. And what's really interesting to most golf operators is that the pace, like I mentioned to you earlier, is an opportunity for them to get additional revenue, additional capacity, and obviously a saving. So they're all competing for rounds, they're all competing for players to come to their course. And by being able to promote a fast pace and almost all but guarantee a reasonable round time, they can have a competitive advantage.
We're talking with Bodo Sieber here on the Augusta Golf Show. So does a club, Bodo, lease this service like they do their golf cars, or do they buy the tags? From a business perspective, how does that work?
Yes, they can do either. So generally, the courses that are into walking, the capital outlay is really not very high. So they often would just buy it outright and then run a service with us for 3 years. And the kart courses, it really depends on their fleet size, but often they run it in conjunction with their fleet, and they would go and lease it. Well, what is important, and we are looking to be a long-term partner through the courses, so this is not a one-off fix. It's an ongoing process, so we are there all the way, and then obviously the software gets smarter and smarter every week and every month, the more big data that gets fed into it. And also we're very fortunate in working with some of the business's top facilities. You may have seen that we're working with Erin Hills, Winston mm-hmm. Trades, Valhalla, Kiwa Island, East Lake, who are about to host a major tournament now next month. So there's a growing, obviously there's many more, but there's a growing list of really good teams that we encourage to give us feedback also systems. So we're continuously looking to advance and provide business outcomes to the courses, and that translates into a better experience for the players. And obviously a great outing, a great on-course experience.
So, Bodo, to your knowledge, and those courses you've mentioned are high-end courses with members, and I don't know if they just sort of tell their members to wear the tag, but from a business perspective, Bodo, in a smaller kind of golf course, where maybe it's a public golf course, are you envisioning that the course charges the player to do this, or do they ask the player to do this, or do they insist the player does this?
I think it's important to just keep in mind that we only need one tag per four ball, so it's really not a big intrusion into the golf day. So mm-hmm. it's one tag that gets clipped into the bag, and the way it works out in cost wise is generally around about 30 cents a round. So it is not something that the course would have to add on as a cost. On the contrary, it is something that enables the course to generate revenue, and there's a number of ways in which our partner courses are doing this, and that is obviously the high marquee courses, but also your more run-of-the-mill daily fee courses that are not that well known. They all work along the same principles. So what they're looking for is the daily fee courses. They're looking for capacity. They're looking for additional rounds and to open additional capacity on their busy days. We do realize that they've got days where things aren't busy and they're not going to sell anything additionally. But on those busy days, they can, and that's when everyone wants to play. So this is where we can help them get everyone out there around in a good time. And they very quickly realize where they don't have to go into the twilight, or they don't need buffer times to try and allow for a negative pace, because they can control it so well. Or some courses that are running at a slower interval can take certain hours in the day, say the first 2 hours in the morning, and make the interval a little bit tighter because they've got such good control over the pace. So that's where they're freeing up capacity, and that's obviously worth revenue. And the private courses out there, they realize that the pace is such a critical experience aspect for them. So they can now go and obviously have much more constructive conversations with members if there's ever any complaints or issues. And the members also appreciate this because they realize our time is being valued. Some courses put the live screen up into their course and to their clubhouse, so everyone can see that something's being done and there's a bit of accountability. And they then go and obviously can also publicize their run.
So, Bodo, if there are golf club listening today, golf club owners listening today, how do they get in touch with you? How do they begin to set this up?
You can find us online on tagmarshall.com, or you can just Google the player management. You will find us very high up in a demo where one of our expert consultants will then just have a conversation and show the system in action, and also look to learn about the facilities we're talking.
He is Bodo Sieber from Tag Marshall. Bodo, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Congratulations on all of this.
Thank you so much, John. It's an absolute pleasure, and I hope